So, Clouds of Anartas and the Recipe of Rasa, with some emphasis on Vibhava, one of the five ingredients of Rasa. And Vibhava is strongly connected with probably the biggest part of this Vibhava section is Krishna's qualities, which are amazing. We have a subtle engineering challenge here. How to make it straight, less slanted. Is it slightly better? Can you? If you can do it without destroying it, then please. So Krishna is kind, Krishna is merciful, Krishna is our friend. If you know this, you can go home, because you know everything. But if you know this, you will not go home, because you want to relish Krishna's qualities more and more. You have taste. And so, if we have no taste, we relish. If we do have taste, we relish. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. By this mantra, we announce to ourselves and to the mind, dear mind, we are now here for a transcendental purpose, for the pleasure of Vasudeva Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna is all attractive, and among his all attractive qualities, the all attractive quality is mercy. He's Bhakta Suhrit, he's Bhakta Vatsala. Usually this is, you can remember that was South Indian Brahmanas, Kurmakshatra Brahmanas Bhakti Shastri exam. He was holding Bhagavad Gita and crying. Yeah? I often ask students, maybe we can do this for the Bhakti Shastri exam. We give them the Bhagavad Gita and count how many tears they cry. They usually just laugh. I don't know why. And yeah, Bhakta Vatsalya is it's a very important quality. And not only privately important subjectively for our benefit, but it is described as very important. As I even mentioned, Guna Kirtan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Dhanashi and Bhatyahari Ragas, two songs in Guna Kirtan in Kalyana Kalpataru, the amazing manual for advancement from the most from the lowest level to dancing with Krishna in songs. Describes in both songs, in both of these Guna Kirtan songs, it describes Krishna's mercy. But Krishna has infinite qualities, and Krishna's qualities are listed in the Nectar of Devotion, which Srila Prabhupada says, everybody who is preaching this Krishna consciousness movement should study. That means us, right? And yesterday, our Sarup Prabhu, who's every day posting something from Srila Prabhupada, posted a quote that we should study one time, two times, three times. Okay. And this is this quote, Madhya 23. That's two verses. That's not 8,000, that's 82, 83. This one. Okay. Yeah. So the list of qualities, this beautiful list of qualities, is coming in the southern part, in the second of the four parts, in the southern of the four sides of the ocean of nectar. Ocean of nectar. Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. And by the way, this is Amrita Sindhu. We are all, if you didn't know, in all the Indian languages, like Hindi, Bengali, whatever, also in Sanskrit, our society is called Antarashtriya International. Krishna Bhavana Amrita Sangha. So we are all here to Bhavana. His grace, Hare Krishna, by His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the first big temple I joined in the BBT Korsna, Sweden, every morning after Mangalarati, that was the book we were reading. And this section about Krishna's qualities was especially sweet, especially sweet. In general, this is a very sweet book. It's a very early book by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very early book by Srila Prabhupada. And his English is very sweet. It's very special. He's using some British archaic, what do you call it, some archaic words and expressions to express something inexpressible. To convey something that he cannot convey in any language. So it's very sweet. 64 qualities are there. Quality 34 is gentle. And it's illustrated by a verse that we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 1, verse 108. This is a verse that our Burijan Prabhu, our dear Burijan Prabhu, likes to quote. This is a verse from a letter written by Uddhava. Uddhava is a very prominent personality, we can see, especially at this retreat, to Akrura. A letter written by Uddhava to Akrura, who was hiding in Varanasi because there was a conspiracy plot to get Syamandaka jewel from Satrajit. And so Akrura felt embarrassed and he was hiding in Varanasi. And then after 1 year of his cursed separation. It was a cursed separation. They say that the gopis cursed him. Srila Prabhupada writes, the gopis cursed him when he took Krishna out of Vrindavan. Yes? And that's why he became part of that plot. And he was separated from Krishna and had to stay in Varanasi, which is a very famous, very nice city with little teeny streets with brahmanas chanting ancient mantras. But I remember in one of the early years in Vrindavan, some next to our temple is Maheshwari Sevasadan, and some mystic Jyotishi astrologer came and everybody went to consult him. So I also went to consult him. I said, sir, what should I do with my insomnia? He said, yes, you put some red cloth under your pillow. Hare Krishna. I did. I think it's cool. Doesn't mean I sleep, but it's cool anyway, right? I kept for some time. But I remember it was one of the early days. I still had some BBT service, and then BBT stopped. And so I asked him, and it was before Gopi Parandana Prabhu started his Sanskrit school. So I was thinking, maybe I should go to Varanasi study Sanskrit, like Jiva Goswami did actually, right? So I asked him, should I go to Varanasi and study Sanskrit? He said, what? Varanasi? What? From Vrindavan? No! No! You're crazy? No! You're in Vrindavan? He was very disturbed. What are you suggesting? You're going to leave Vrindavan to go to Varanasi? Actually, if you go to our ICICI bank, there is one bank teller who says, I'm from Varanasi, but Vrindavan is the best. I came from Varanasi to stay here. Again, Varanasi, of course, is a wonderful, special place. It's one of the special dhams, mukti dhams, right? Special tirthas. But it's not so devotional as, obviously, as some other places, and especially as Vrindavan. So Akrura had to stay there for a year. And then finally Krishna intimated to Uddhava, get him back. And Akrura was worried. What if he comes back and Krishna smashes him? And then Uddhava writes him a letter, and this is Antya 1:108, illustrating that quality of Krishna being gentle. So having a very gentle character, very soft, sensitive character. And the Sanskrit word for this quality is dakshina. Like you may have heard, there are the dakshina gopis, right? These are the very accommodating, kind, gentle party. We have parties in the spiritual world, you know, left and right. We have left party of the gopis and right party of the gopis, even there. But they are different. They are all around Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. So this verse says, Brityasya pasati gurun api na paradham sevam managapi bahudabhyupaitim avishkaroti pishuneshva binabhyasuyan shilena nirmalamati purushottamoyam. Oh, Akrura, just consider, what is the shila, what is the character, the nature of our Lord? Brityasya pasati gurun api na aparadan. He, for a servant, he overlooks. He doesn't look even at huge offenses. Gurun aparadan, even big offenses. He doesn't see. He just doesn't see. Pasati na. Sevam managapi. And even if you make a small service, managapi. Bahudhabhyupaiti. He sees this as huge, very wonderful, important service. You do one little teeny service, he will never forget. He will think, oh, I am in your debt. I owe you forever. Infinitely. That's Krishna. Yeah? And, okay, what about rascals? So, pishunesho. Vaishunya, that's fault-finding. Fault-finding and envious rascals, inimical people. Avishkaroti pishuneshu na abhyasuyan. He doesn't become hostile to them in response. He doesn't hate them back. He doesn't react. He is not enemy of his enemies. He's not inimical to his enemies. Just think about it. Akrura. Just think. That's our Krishna. So that's Krishna. So when you hear that Krishna does not even notice, doesn't even look, doesn't even see even huge offenses you may commit. And if you make smallest possible service, he sees that as a huge, very important, amazing, wonderful favor. How do you like it? That's a question. First, please answer my question. yeah, Does he sound like a good object of our love and affection and service, isn't it? So this is the idea. The whole sadhana is to reorient the flow. Instead of pulling love for me and service, I want to give love to Krishna. I want to become an ashraya, a vessel, a pot, a container of this love to give to Krishna, who is the Vishaya, the object of love. We are not the objects of love, Krishna is the object of love. Right? That's the whole idea, that's the basis, vibhava. Vibhava. That's like the pot in which you make a rasa. That's like a pot in which you make rasa. Please keep your question. I will try to stop earlier for questions so we can have some discussions. Yes? Because I do need to finally speak about the recipe, right? I feel somewhat apprehensive about the recipe because it's a complicated recipe. It has five ingredients. It has five ingredients, and it takes... actually, it's not even Bhakti Shastri. It's Bhakti Vaibhav. We do have several seminars on the southern part on the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, from Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. I also gave for Bhakti Vaibhav. That's available from vaich.org for free download. But it takes several... I mean, it takes a lot of... it's like learning a new language. You have to go through this several times until at one point it becomes easy, and then you think, oh, it's too easy. So then I speak about it, and somebody who knows it, it's too easy, and somebody who doesn't know it, it's too hard. Anyway, so here is the recipe. This is the recipe. That's the southern part, five ways. There are five ways which compose rasa. So It begins with vibhava. Vibhava, this is the this basic connection. That's like the pot. This is like the pot for the dish of your rasa, amazing taste. So in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada states something amazing. He says that every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it. Yeah? Even if I am a 40-plus-year-old male who hit the new lows of my testosterone levels, and I just become a couch potato, and I just want to lie down and have peace, it's still rasa. It's shanta rasa and whatever. Right? There's no. Basically, what Prabhupada says, amazingly enough, there is nothing that's not rasa. You won't do anything either vertically or horizontally that's not rasa, or anything in between that's not rasa. And in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada says, one who understands the science of rasa will understand all relationships in this world, which is also a rather puzzling initially idea. So vibhava is the basis, but in the material life we try to be the object. In the spiritual life we try to be the giver. And sadhana, that's the training to reverse. So this, have you been trying to offer something to Krishna? Did any of you feel some disturbance in the last 3 days? Some disturbance, dissatisfaction, or annoyance, irritation, anger. Did you feel? Did you try to reverse the flow at that moment? Did you try to somehow, or rather, find a way to offer that situation to Krishna? the anger to Krishna or lesson, take it as Krishna's lesson, and so offer it to Krishna like that, thank Krishna for mercy and offer it to Krishna like this. Yeah? It's difficult. It's difficult. It's like a huge river flowing one way, but it's possible to reverse. It's possible because it's non-material. It's not about external. You know, like you can have river flowing down, and the same river can conduct electricity flowing up as an electric conductor. It's not material, and it's possible. Somebody asked a question a few days ago, how is it possible with the material mind? If you think about Krishna's qualities with the material mind, isn't it material? It is. Even when I'm sorry, this is a shocking thing, but it's repeated by Srila Prabhupada. Atakshi Krishna namadi. Even if I say Krishna, the tongue is material, the ether is material, the ear is material, and the sound is material. Hare Krishna. How can we become connected? That's a secret. It's a very esoteric secret, which only Vaishnavas know, described in the Bhagavatam 10.87.2. The secret is that all the material elements have a hidden function. Some of you are programmers or have to do with computers, you may have heard about Easter eggs. If you find a correct combination, ta-da! Something comes out that nobody knows. Yeah? So all the material elements, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, are Vaishnavas. Even the rascal mind is a Vaishnava in its pure form. Where is it proven? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, it's proven in Canto 3, where all the material elements, unable to create the material world, come and pray to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, we don't know how to cooperate. We don't know how to work concertedly. It's a nice word, concertedly, right? To make this universe for your pleasure. So they pray. It means they are Vaishnavas. They want to serve. So what to do? It depends on your motive, on your faith, on your objective. If you want to please Krishna, the same mind, the same tongue, the same ear, all of a sudden can connect you to Krishna. It can all of a sudden reveal its special hidden spiritual function. Already there, Prabhupada says, it's like electricity. Can produce heat, can produce cold. In the refrigerator, fridge, it produces cold. In a heater or electric kettle, produces heat. Same electricity, opposite results. So in the same way with Maya, it's a hidden function. Budindriya mana pranan jana namase jat prabhu matrartam cha bavartam cha atmane kalpanaya cha. 10.87.2. That buddhi, intelligence, indriya, senses, mana, mind, prana. Please breathe also, don't forget. We forget to breathe often. Yes. Please inhale full lungs of air, at least sometimes. They are all created, Jananam Asirjat Prabhu, the Lord created them for four purposes. Matrartam, to enjoy! Hare Krishna. Or so we think. To enjoy? Actually, not to enjoy. I mean, we always hope it's going to be enjoyment. And then it comes and we see, oops, no, it's experience again. So that's the first one, or experiment, you know, to make our, I'll say stupid experiments, you know, with material enjoyment. And looking for happiness in the prison of the material world. So matrartam cha, bhavartam cha, then these elements provide us the opportunity to take birth in different forms, in different places. Bhavartam cha. Atmane kalpanaya cha. To improve our consciousness, position, state, perfect ourselves, and finally to come to Krishna and worship Krishna. So the same material elements can be used to worship Krishna. So when we meditate, initially they are material, and then if we add a little motive to of anukulyana, desire to please Krishna, then they wake up in their spiritual capacity, and then they can connect us to Krishna, purify us, and attract Krishna's mercy. And Krishna, the son of Krishna, and Krishna Suryasama can come through. So this is vibhava. Vibhava. It all boils down to establishing which direction should love flow, in which direction. To me or to Krishna? And it's an open secret. Actually, the more you give, the more you get, right? So when you give to Krishna, you get million times more, isn't it? You get million times more. The problem is that then we think that these side effects are the result. That's unfortunate. So vibhava, this is the basis. And then it includes these 64 qualities which are uddipanas or stimulants in Krishna. So when we hear that Krishna is so kind that he doesn't even look at your offenses, and the smallest service he appreciates infinitely. The smallest service he never forgets. He never forgets any service. You put one penny in a donation box. You make one obeisance. Let's all say Hare Krishna and make the. Some years ago, we had Sachinanda Maharaj teach us different kinds of obeisances. You know, that's all one kind. It's a very clever form of obeisances, because you have obeisances, but also you can keep seeing the person. Yeah. So it says you should not compare one obeisances to Krishna with a million Ashwamedha yagyas, which is a very complicated yagya. But Ashwamedha yagyas can bring to the heavenly planets, whereas one obeisances to Krishna can bring you out of the material world to Vaikuntha. This is in the 64 elements of bhakti. That's the glorification of this element, offering obeisances. So it's Krishna never forgets. He will send you another chance, another chance, another chance until you come back to the spiritual world. We should also, of course, help him, you know, to help us. That's what a bhakta does. So Krishna's qualities, when you hear, you want to... Yes, so when you hear that Krishna is wonderful, you want to, let's say, offer obeisances. So that's anubhava. Anu means following. Bhava is ecstasy. This is an action. Like, you hear Krishna is wonderful and you want to offer obeisances or say joy. Hare Krishna. Wonderful, gentle, merciful Krishna ki? Yes, yes. That's anubhava. So if you do this out of ecstasy, that's anubhava ecstasy. And if you don't have ecstasy yet, that's sadhana. What for eternal associates is anubhava, the result of their ecstasy. For us, it's practice to reach the proper, to help us channel love to Krishna. We do what they do, follow their footsteps, so that we learn to serve Krishna. Because that's the manifestation of love. So we follow it, and for us it's sadhana. Then sattvika bhava. This is your voice choking, your hair standing on end, you become pale or white. Oh yeah, you can sweat, Hare Krishna. In India it's easy. These are eight ecstasies. Not to be imitated, although they are very attractive. And... this is when the elements of body get mixed with some of these ecstasies. Like if earth is mixed with... Yeah, when water is mixed with that ecstasy, we cry. Yeah? So that's sattvika bhava. Not to be imitated, but again, it comes from bodily transformations. It's sometimes ashta sattvika vikara transformation. Yeah? You start crying. and it's spiritual. Then this one is Vyabhichari or Sanchari Bhava. There are 33 listed, most of them negative. Grief, shame, I think about 20 are rather negative. Even death is there. So these are like spices. So do you ever cook something like khichdi? So if you, do you put sometimes black pepper or what else? Turmeric, haldi. But if you take haldi, only haldi, and put on your tongue, is it good? Or just pepper without anything? If you put on your tongue, just pepper. Is it good? Maybe as some kind of medicine or something, but otherwise no. So some descriptions of the spiritual world are bewildering when we hear about pain, extreme pain of separation. We become bewildered because we take them separately. It's like taking pepper, black pepper, separately and thinking that this is all there is, just black pepper. But no, it's a spice in the ocean of rasa. In the ocean of rasa. So it's to make it more flavorful. If you just have a big pot and you simply put sugar there, water and sugar, is it going to be tasty? Not really. Yes? So you need to put a bitter lemon there. Sorry, a sour lemon there. Or you have to add other tastes. So that these are Sanchari Bhavas that are making it. They're like spices. And Stayi Bhava, these are the 12 rasas, five main rasas: Shanta, Dasya, Servitude, Sakya, friendship, Vatsalya, parenthood. So the last few days we've been hearing about Yashoda and Nanda's Vatsalya rasa. Yeah, that's Stayi Bhava of... was there laughter? Also, that's Hasya rasa. So these are 12 Stayi Bhavas. This is like a dish. This is like a dish that you are cooking. So this is the recipe of rasa. So to explain further, so Stayi Bhava is like, what dish is it? Is it khichdi? Are you cooking khichdi or are you cooking a laddu? Right? You have to decide. Vibhava, then you need to decide what pot do you use. Do you use a karai, wok, electric cooker, pressure cooker? If you cook a khichdi, use one thing. If you make a laddu or barfi, it's another thing, right? Anubhava, then action. What is the action? What result? What is the action coming from this? So after this khichdi or laddu, what will happen? Will you fill your belly and go to sleep? Or will you take this laddu and you sing poetry? Did you notice sometimes you eat some prasadam, you want to speak poetry? Sattvika bhava, so ecstasy. So what aroma does it have? Will you laugh? Will you cry? So these are the transformations. And Sanchari bhava, which spices, condiments. Even in sweets. In Vrindavan, when I moved, Mathura is famous for pera. You say barfi, but actually it's barfi. Barfi means like snow something, snow, snowy sweet. Yeah? I checked every shop in Vrindavan, and I came to a studied conclusion that Ram Shyam's pera is the best, right across our temple. He assures that he used, and you can see he's cooking boiling milk down right in front, and he assures there's just milk and sugar, bus, nothing else, and it tastes very nice. So apparently just the caramelized sugar and milk somehow make it extremely tasty. Plus I think Radharani blessed him some generations back there. Sounds special. Because others, they add cardamom, elaichi, something. This, it's like, not the same. They add some condiments, but it doesn't create that amazing, special taste. So this is the recipe of rasa. This is the recipe of rasa. Now, you know the recipe. You should be in ecstasy, right? Right? Bas, finished. Some of you are smiling. Yeah, it's success. Is anybody crying? But we don't all laugh or cry, or if we do, it may not always be based on vibhava, on trying to make Krishna happy. Why? Because of fog and anartas and clouds. In Harinam Chintamani, Shrishtani Mahaprabhu says, if you understand, Haridas, chapter 3, Haridas, if you understand Namabhas, you will reach Shudanam. Hare Krishna. And then you will quickly get Prema. So if you just chant, there are different kinds of Namabhas. Namabhas means, holy name is like the sun, but it's covered by fog and clouds. Harinam Chintamani says, if you are able to understand and stop or diminish, work on diminishing offenses, namaparad. Plus, you add knowledge of your relationship with Krishna, you get prema. I've listened to it like 15 times the last few days. I still don't understand it, but it sounds very nice. So if you know, if you understand Namabhas, you get Shudanam. If you add name, if to the name, if you add knowledge of your, what's the difference between Namabhas and Shudanam? You chant Shudanam with knowledge of your relationship with Krishna. As far as I understand, it doesn't mean your rasa. It's not raganuga sadhana. It means just your relationship with Krishna, as meaning that he's meaning again, according to this recipe, that he is the object and I'm the servant. I'm chanting for his pleasure. I understand that's the idea. Sambandhagyan. That's pure name. That's pure name, and it quickly produces prema. So, if we do not become fully ecstatic on hearing about Krishna's qualities, that's because of the fog of ignorance, four types of ignorance. Svatatve, who am I? Paratatve, what's the absolute? Is there an absolute? Is it the universal form? Is it just stones, rocks rotating in universe? Is it just some porridge-like light where everything is one, or is it beautiful Krishna? Yeah. Then sadhya sadhana, what's the goal of life? How to get it? Sadhya sadhana. And very important, virodhi, what are the obstacles? What are the obstacles? So fog of ignorance, this is ignorance of these four things. What are the obstacles? So we see some, even devotees, they say, principles are not important. These four regulative principles are not important. But Srila Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, they are pillars of sin, pillars of Kali Yuga. Yeah? So they are obstacles. So this is fog of ignorance, which is removed very quickly. This fog, usually, if you check Madhurya Kadambini, just at Bhajana Kriya, it's almost removed. Because you open the book, it says, you are the soul. Hey, you are not the body. Have you heard about it? You just meet devotees, and on the third sentence, what will he say? You are not your body. You are not your body. And then if you don't understand, they will explain again and again till you understand. They will engage you in meditation. Even if in the beginning we are like that guest, Purnachanda Maharaj says, he was giving a Sunday feast, saying, you're not your body, you're not your body. Any questions? And then he says, sir, you said I'm not my body. Sir, if I'm not my body, whose body am I? So this is the question of identity. Who am I? Right? But he comes to three Sunday feasts, he will not ask such questions anymore. Right? It shifts. You don't see I'm the body. Right? Then the fog of ignorance. So this is from bhakti, hridaya durbalyam, weakness of heart, and asat trishna, material desires. This is from pious activities in Madhurya Kadambini. These two also are quickly cleared. The only one that's really bad, that's offenses. That, according to Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, even at prema, some traces can remain. So that's really something we need to work on. That's really the danger. We need to work on all of them. But these one leave very dangerous scars for a long time. Offenses to the holy name, offenses to your seva deities, offenses to the Vaishnavas, and even offenses to any jiva. Even that can obstruct and destroy our bhakti. So that's all. That's what... there are 16 obstacles. They are listed in Amnaya Sutra, Bhajana Rahasya, Harinam Chintamani. You can learn them, but in Harinam Chintamani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just lists them and says, you can quickly, if you understand it, these are the clouds, you can quickly reach Shudanam. Many years ago, there was a beautiful seminar by Ravindra Sarup, Cure of Souls in Vaishnava Communities. If you have high ideals, there will be a sense of failure and fear of people seeing our defects. So any high pursuit, any high goal can create such sense of even desperation. Especially as we begin. So the cure for that, of course, is understanding Krishna and Sadhu Sangha. However, what Ravindra Sarup Prabhu was saying in that seminar was that you can do Namabhas. And this is what also Harinam Chintamani says, that Namabhas gives everything up to Vaikuntha. Namabhas, even Namabhas, not Shudanam, even Namabhas. Of course, we want Shudanam. We want Shudanam. He says, if you chant Namabhas with understanding, you quickly get Shudanam. Understanding means placing our faith in Krishna. You can say, what if I don't have faith? Then what do we do? We can choose our goal. If we choose our goal, that my goal is Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Goloka, honestly, the faith will follow. The faith will follow. So, these are the clouds that hide wonderful Krishna from us. they are removed by the sun. When we choose, we don't fight with the cloud, we choose the sun, we choose Krishna. And by choosing the sun of Krishna, we can quickly move forward. So to conclude, I wanted to read one verse from Canto 11. 11:2-12. Shuto no patito dhyata adritova numodita sadhya. Anybody knows what means sadhya? Sadhya in Sanskrit? Sadhya. No, that's sadhya. This is, and sadhya means immediately, at once. Turant. Turant? Sadhya punati saddharmo deva vishva druhopihi. Pure devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, so too late, you have all heard. Bas, you've heard. By chanting its glories in response, pure devotional service ki? Bas, you've chanted. By meditating on it, Bas, we are meditating on it right now. By respectfully and faithfully accepting it, it's anumodita. Anumodita means approving, appreciating. First Canto Prabhupada repeats several times. If you just like Krishna's pastimes with his devotees, you will go to the spiritual world. If you just like. Like on Facebook, you put like. I think that's been meant for the Facebook age. Anumodita. Or by praising the devotional service of others. Even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Pure devotional service ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Rasa recipe and clouds understood and removed ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Any points? Can I show the clouds? Okay, the clouds. Show the clouds, okay. These are the clouds. Hare Krishna. Pancharatna Prabhu.
Last night. It said that Krishna's name, his form, his pastimes, and his qualities are all non-different. Now, for me at least, it seems, okay, I can understand Krishna's present in his name. It's something. His form, that's something I can perceive. It has this distinct thingness to it. Leela. But qualities seem to be abstract. How do we relate to Krishna being non-different from his qualities?
It's a very aesthetically deep question. It means we must go really deep. Because Krishna's mercy is not like ordinary mercy, or Krishna's gratitude is not like ordinary gratitude. So, because he's grateful not because he needs anything, he's grateful not because he enjoys anything material that we can offer. He's grateful not because he expects a material relationship. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, a true servant doesn't want a reward, and a true master doesn't need to keep a servant rewarded to keep him serving. So understanding any of these qualities includes understanding their transcendence. If you go really deep, it's astounding. It's astounding. Basically, it means it's totally unmotivated. There's no ego on Krishna's, false ego on Krishna's part, false ego on devotee's part. So therefore, these qualities themselves, they're Krishna. They're of the same nature and they are Krishna. They're particles of his glory. They're infinite qualities. So by meditating deeply, so also we see that they come at the third step. Gudrama Kalpatavi says that you can buy the understanding of Krishna's form, Rupa Yuktanam, by Nishta. But Guna Yuktanam, understanding qualities, by Ruchi. Hare Krishna. Bigger coin. And Asakti we can buy Lila. Bhava, by Bhava we can understand our place in the Lila, and Prema we can. And the name Shuddhanam, Shraddha Mulya Shuddhanama. So Shraddha is the price of the pure name. And Guna, that's a much higher coin, higher denomination, more transcendental money, Gudrama Kalpatavi explains. But yes, thank you for this interesting, ecstatic question. That yes, it means that these qualities, they are delightful for anybody, but truly understanding them entails also appreciating their transcendental nature. They are transcendental. They are not like ordinary qualities. Did you have some question? Yes. Who has questions in general? One. And two. No, Prabhuji, first, here. I'm sorry.
Just what it popped up when you said that Krishna, he doesn't even see offenses.
Yes.
And then later, offenses are the main thing that could stop us.
Yes. So contradictory.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can see they are compared to clouds. So they do not cover the sun. They cover us. Offenses are not Krishna's problem, they are our problem. They distort my vision and understanding. They harm me, not Krishna. Krishna may not look at it, although when we offend Krishna's devotees, then he cares. He doesn't like it. But otherwise you can see this comparison with the clouds show that they do not cover the sun itself, but they cover us. And the most dangerous one is the offenses. Is it okay? Still have, you don't seem satisfied.
So you're saying it's like Krishna doesn't see the offenses, but we see the offenses.
It means Krishna doesn't feel offended, but if we make these offenses, it harms us. Basically, by making an offense, it's like me digging myself into mud. It's not Krishna's problem, it's my problem. That's what I'm doing. I'm running away from Krishna. I'm turning away from Krishna.
I guess I'm thinking of it as like someone is counting the offenses, like a judge. You know, they see some mishap. Okay, you get punished for that.
Yes, yes.
Is it not like that?
Not like that. Not like that. Krishna, that's a very important distinction between our Judeo-Islamo-Christian idea of God. Not even truly biblical God, because if you study, that's rather seems to be a later distortion. Who is, looking with a microscope or a telescope and, ha, gotcha! What did you think there? Ah, that was wrong. I will boil you. Judge, angry, not even judge, an angry judge, and very neurotic and insecure No, that's not Krishna. Krishna is merciful. That's the main. Actually, as we quoted, if you just realize Krishna is kind, Suhridam Sarabhutanam Shantim Richati. If you just realize Krishna, we know everything and we achieve real peace. Krishna, that's Krishna. Doesn't mean we should be neglectful about offenses. We should not neglect offenses because they harm us. But Krishna always is merciful. It's just that we can cover ourselves and remove ourselves from Krishna. Krishna will help us eventually. He'll find a way to help us. But offenses is what it's very self-destructive. Okay. All right. It's 8:23. So mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, there is hope. Krishna is merciful. And even knowing about these clouds, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will help you quickly reach the stage of pure Nam. And Namabhas also, Namabhas, immediately you can chant Namabhas clearing name by making any effort. If you just try, even just try, be attentive. Basically, in 1 second, you can turn Namaparad into clearing name, clearing stage. If you make one effort, you're already changing the direction. So if you just, and that you can do in 1 second, just turn to Krishna and try, just try. Bas, you're trying. And Krishna appreciates it. He thinks, oh, this is the best person in all the worlds. He's trying. He's trying. So, thank you very much. You can go take breakfast, or you can stay for a few more minutes, and we can have one more question there.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this seminar. My question is on Shuddha Nam, because sounds it is a stage. Namabhas and Shuddha Nam, like different stages, but it sounds so simple, the recipe of chanting with the knowledge of Sambandha. And seems like we had quite a few of these experiences, especially in the retreat with Sachana Maharaj's guidance and many other times.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that we are actually, for that moment, or are we glimpsing to Shuddha Nam? Is it just a stage that we have to one time step in, or we like have nuances of that Shuddha Nam in our practice?
Yes. Already in 1967, I remember I was listening to Srila Prabhupada's class, and he says, it's 67. He says, all of you boys and girls have already chanted at least one pure name. So all your sins are finished. All your sins are finished. And according to Gudruma Kalpatavi, we see Shraddha Mulya Shudanam. The price of name is Shraddha. Shraddha, not even any of the other of the 9 levels. Just Shraddha is already the price to buy one Shudanam. So our task is to invest wisely, manage our funds prudently, reinvest the profits back, because our problem is we get the little dividends, get a little profit, side effects, and we switch over. That's called Hridaya Durbalyam, weakness of heart. That's you get side effects and we become diverted. So that's weakness of heart, and so we become attached to these side effects. So we need to redirect, and our practice means we collect, we try to buy one more pure name, then one more pure name, at least from time to time, come to the retreat, go to the retreat at your home, every day give at least some rounds to Krishna that you really work on improving your mantra and hear nicely, as Prabhupada says. And this way you collect more and more and more. Now it's a special time. Nityananda Mahajan has a big promotion sale. It's an amazing promotion. It beats any Black Friday, whatever, because now the promotion is that you buy one and get back your money. I don't think any shop does it, right? So you buy one holy name and they give you the name and your shada back. So you can buy another name. And another name. You can also become a distributor. That's a very clever way to get a steady supply. Become an agent. So talk to, you know, give others. Like we have marathon now, right? We have so many ways to give this to others. Only one condition is there, that you should take only proper currency. You should take the proper price. Not that there is a warning there, Niranjan Swami says. You shouldn't take respect for yourself, material benefits, sense of improved status, whatever other material or subtle material things can be given. But take shraddha for Krishna. So, in other words, sell it for the actual coin of shraddha. Then Nityananda Mahajan is happy and he gives you more and more, bigger supply. And then hopefully our anarthas are quickly overcome and removed. We see in 1969 New Year, a letter to Hamsaduta. Srila Prabhupada says, that I will send the Bhakti Shastri exam. Exam on the Gita, and this who passes will be Bhakti Shastri. Bhakti Siddhanta Ji also had it, but he had it every year, interestingly enough. Because if you know, you know. So if you know, you can pass every year again. And I had some students who actually were joining the course again and again and writing the exam again and again. And improving their marks. That's actually quite inspiring. But Krishna will test you anyway. Even if you don't test yourself, Krishna will test you. I mentioned Shiva Sangam. I should finish that story. So some years I went to Shiva Sangam on my bicycle and I came to the altar. There is some special deities. There is Panchatattva. There is, I think, Nrisimhadev, right? Shivas was worshipping Nrisimhadev. And the Pujari, Vasudev Prabhu, came and he said, he basically gave me a Bhakti Shastri exam. He asked me about the nectar of instruction. Then he asked me, his Bhakti Shastri exam was very rasika. Then he asked me about Radharasa Sudanidhi. Okay, I managed one verse. And then he asked me 64 qualities of Krishna in Sanskrit. That I failed. I think I got the passing mark altogether, about 65%, but that was part of his Bhakti Shastri exam from the altar at Shiva Sangam. So it is desired. So Prabhupada writes there, I want devotees to write, then Bhakti Vaibhav, then Bhakti Vedanta, and then he says, those who have Bhakti Vedanta, he says, I want that our transcendental family diploma of Bhakti Vedanta is not lost. So you can see Prabhupada doesn't want to keep monopoly. No, no, only me. No, he says, all of you, please, boys, girls, he writes, boys, girls, you all please be Bhaktivedantas. And then he says, those who have Bhaktivedanta will be allowed to initiate. And then he says, by 1975, all of my disciples will be allowed to initiate. I think by 1975, maybe all of my disciples will be allowed to initiate. That is my program. That is my, and he repeated this many times. So very clear, that's very clear. Prabhupada says, that is my program, to spread the mercy, to give it to others. So please let us sell the holy name, but for the right price. Not for money, not for respect and fame. I mean, that these are side effects. We don't reject if somebody wants to offer to Krishna, but the actual process is to take which coin? Shraddha. Shuddha Bhakti Shraddha. Shuddha Bhakti means that we want to offer to Krishna. To Vibhava means to connect the love of people with Krishna, the beautiful, wonderful object. And we are all invited to become agents. Srila Prabhupada invites us to become agents in this, and then you get a steady supply of so many wonderful names, qualities, and mercy. Right? Wonderful Krishna Ki Jai, infinite, amazing qualities of Krishna Ki Jai. The flow of mercy, flow of love from us to Krishna, and of mercy from Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Van Chakalpa, Tarubhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhyavacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.